Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Yanki Carmel. Meseches Yevamos has been dedicated by Mutti and Hadassa Jacobowitz, Lezecher Nishmas Yaakov Zev ben Repesach Yosef.
We're starting the shiur on Yevamos Samach Hei Amun Aleph. The Gemara is continuing the discussion if Chazakos are two or three. We had a Machlekes Rebbe and Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. The Gemara came out Lamaskana that for Nesuin and Malkios, we go like Rebbe, that Chazaka is two, and for Vestas and Jeramuid, Kirev and Shimon ben Gamliel, that Chazaka is a three. What does it mean, Vestas and Jeramuid? So the Gemara on the top of the Amud says that Aisha is Kaveya Vest only after she sees on the same day three times. And it's Negeya, Rashi explains, for Tumma Lamafreya, a regular lady that touches Tumma and then subsequently has a Riyah. So we're worried that she really had the dam at an earlier time and she didn't notice it. But if for three times she's seen on a specific day, the mashal she sees on the third day of the month, it's the third time she did it already, so we assume that it happened on the third day and not earlier. And Sharamuad, the Gemara explains, is for the din of paying Nezik Shalem. They only pay Nezik Shalem, and it's also Negeya paying Me'aliyah. Those dinim all come when you become a Sharamuad, which is after three Negichas. Now, the Achronim Kler, a famous Chakira, in the Yesod of Chazakas. Kipshuta, you understand Chazakas, that when someone does something, or something happens one time, then we don't have any raya that this is the tendency of the person or of the shar. L'mashal ashar. If a shar is negeach one time, we do not know that the tendency of this shar is to be a negeach. We don't know that it's a hugzig nakin. We don't know that it's a wild shar. Maybe one time it was a mikra, it was a one-time thing, that it was in a bad mood and it was negeach something, somebody. However, if it does it a second time, so then we have a machloikis. Rebbe says that if it did it a second time, it's a raya, that it's a nakhin, that it's a wild shar. And Rav Shimon Gamliel says two is not a raya, but by three, then even Rav Shimon Gamliel agrees that three is hugzik nakhin, and we know that you're a wild animal. That's the simple understanding of a chazaka. Chazaka is proving to us the tendencies of the shar. However, there's also another tzad in the Achrenim. And that is that the chazaka of a shar is not proving to us, it's not a hechacha on what type of shar we have befaneinu. Rather, what you're doing is, a chazaka is building up a regilus in this animal, that this animal has a tendency to be negach. That since it did it one time, and a second time, and a third time, now it became the nature of this animal, that this animal is an animal that goes around being negach. It built up into it, this is its nature. And there's a tremendous nafkamina between the two stadim. Because if you learn kipshutai, that it's a proof to us what type of animal we're dealing with, then obviously the chazaka would go l'mafreya. Because since it did it three times, we see that this animal is not a regular animal. Rather, it's a wild animal. Wild animals are nakhanim. So this proves to us that it was always a nakhan. Even the first time that it did it, now we know, now that we see it doing it three times, we know that it was a nakhan even the first time. However, if you're building up the tendency, then obviously you only become a hugzik nakhan from the third time and on. Because only by doing it three times, you developed a nature to want to be negeach. Now it's important to point out that the first sad is a true sad. That first sad, that by doing it three times, is a proof. It's a hechacha that the tendency is such as he did it three times. That's obviously true because we find the Gemara before, if three brothers died machmas mila, so we say it's a chazaka and you don't have to be mal the fourth one. Now, in that case, obviously, you're not building up a tendency. This child was just born. He doesn't have a tendency. You can't say that by doing it once and twice and a third time, now you built up, the nature is such. Can't be. That only passes when you're only dealing with one thing. If you have a shar or you have a isha, by vest, we could say, if it did it three times, oh, it built into it its nature to be negeach or to see on hay of the month. By doing it three times, it became its nature. But by three brothers that are meis machmas mila, then obviously there's no issue of building up a regilus in the fourth brother. And obviously the whole inyan of chazak over there is nothing more than a proof that this is the tendency of the family. that we have a proof that this family is Meis Machmas Mila, and therefore there's no Mila on the fourth brother. The whole Kler of the Achrayim is just by vest of an Isha or Negichus of a Sharmuid, how does that Chazakah work? Is that Chazakah the regular Chazakah that's a Hichacha of what type of Isha and what type of Shah you are? Or there's an Indian of Regilus going on? Now, the Tor in Arachayim, Simkuf Yudalad, he's dealing with the Shaila of someone that davened and is not sure if he said Masha Beruach or not. So on that, the Tor brings down that the halacha is as follows. If you already had 30 days of three tefillos, so you already davened 90 tefillos of Masha Beruach, then you have a right to assume that you davened with your hergel, with what you're used to, and since you're used to saying Masha Beruach, you have a right to assume that you said Masha Beruach. However, if it's before 30 days, therefore you did not daven 90 tefillos, therefore you have to assume that you went with your regilos, which is not to say Masha Beruach, and you have to daven over. That's the straightforward halacha. Then the Torah brings down a very important machlokes. He brings down that the Maram Rambam says that you don't have to dafka wait 30 days and say that, oh, I did it 90 times because I did it 3 times a day for 30 days. If you want, the Maram Rambam says, you could say it 90 times in one day. And 90 times in one day would also build up a regilus that you're used to saying Masha Beruach. And then you could rely on your hergel that you probably said Masha Beruach. And if you don't know what you said, you do not have to daven over. And the Maram Rambam brings a raya, because we know that by Ashur Amud, the Gemara says in Bava Kamma Daf Chav Dalet, that just like if Richek Nigi Chaysov, you become a Muad, that if an animal is Negech on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, you become a Shara Muad. The Gemara says, Kolshgain, if you did it 3 times in one day, then it becomes a Muad. So you see, from Muad, that if you do something 3 times right away, that's better at building up a Chazakah than 3 times in different days. So too over here, 90 times in one day would be better at building up a Chazakah than 3 times a day for 30 days. Therefore, the Maram Rambam says, you could build up the Hergel by doing it 90 times in one day. However, the Torah brings down that Rabbeinu Peretz argues. Rabbeinu Peretz says, you don't have a Raya from Shur, because over here we have to build up a Hergel. Now, it's not 100% clear in Rabbeinu Peretz what exactly is his Taina. He says that over here we have to build up a Hergel, so how could you bring a Raya from Shur? So it sounds like from his Lashon that he means to say is that by Shur we're not building up a Hergel. And this is how the Stipler in Nida Simen Samach Vav, it's also in Bava Kamma Simen Chavtes, he says this is the Machlokes, the Maram Mirambberg and Rabbeinu Peretz. They're arguing in the Chakira we mentioned previously, is the Chazakah of Shur Amud a Haychacha, what type of animal you are, or you're building up the nature of the animal. By doing it 3 times, we see that this animal built up that its nature is to be Negeach. So the Maram Rambam held that since every shur, the Indian is building up a regilos, so if you see from shur that we say Richek Nigi Chaysov, so Kirov Nigi Chaysov like Kolshkein, that you for sure could build up a regilos by doing it 3 times in one day, so too over here, where for sure, by the Indian of Masha Beruach, there's no question, the whole issue is to build up the hergel, to build up the nature of the person that his tongue automatically says Masha Beruach, even if he's not fully concentrating. So to build up Hergel, the Maram Rambam says, I have a raya that building up Hergel is easier in one day than in a few days. Therefore, 90 times in a day works. On that, Rabbeinu Peretz argues. Rabbeinu Peretz says, you have no right to bring a raya from Shur Amud, which is an issue of Haychacha, proving to us that this animal is a wild animal. But we have no raya to the issue of building up a Hergel. If we're trying to build up that this animal's nature became such, we have no raya how that works, because that's not the Indian of 3 times to become a Shur Amud. So we have no raya, l'gabi Masha Beruach, that 90 times in a day would work. Now, that's the pshat of the Stipler. However, the Beis Yosef brings down from the Abu Dharam that he learns that everyone agrees that the issue of Shur Amud is to build up a regilus. The entire taina of Rabbeinu Peretz is that you don't really create a regilus by saying Masha Beruach, Meir HaGoshem, without saying the first bracha of Shemana Esrei. maybe when you also say the first bracha of Shemana Esrei, your regilus will make you say Merit Atal, or if you don't say Merit Atal, you just skip out Mashav Ruach, because your regilus is such that when you say the first bracha, then when you start the second bracha, you don't say Mashav Ruach. How could we build up by just saying Mashav Ruach, or even if you say Mechai Meisim at Rav Leishia, but you didn't say the first bracha also, to build up regilus without saying the first bracha, we have no raya that you could do. That's all Rabbeinu Peretz means to ask. He's saying you don't have a raya to Shor HaMoed because here you have to build up a regilus. And Ein Hachanami, Shor HaMoed is a regilus. And over here also, you're trying to build a regilus. The problem is you're not doing a regilus. You're not doing it the way that you've always been doing it. For the last 6 months, you've been saying the first bracha, and then you do not say Mashav Ruach. So by you going and saying 90 times without actually davening, just starting by the second bracha, and not saying the first bracha, you never built up a regilus that when you say the first bracha, you'll say Mashav Ruach Amar Negoshim. So it comes out a big chiddush, because normally you understand that the second side of the Achrayim is a big chiddush, to say that Shor HaMoed is nothing more than building up a regilus. But the Beis Yosef is saying that that's L'Kuli Alma. They're not arguing. Everyone agrees that Shor HaMoed is just building up a regilus. The Stipel was saying that that's good for the Machlokes, the Maram Rattenberg, and the Rabbeinu Peretz. Is Shor HaMoed regilus or Echacha? The Beis Yosef is learning that L'Kuli Alma is just building up a regilus. They're just arguing, are you building up a regilus if you don't say the first bracha also? Now the Gemara continues, Tana Rabbanan. Nisus L'Rishayin V'Lehayu Leibanim. L'sheni v'lehayu l'abanim, l'shlishi l'tenase, el l'misha yesh l'abanim, nis l'misha en l'abanim, teitze b'lei ksuba. The Brisa says, if a lady is married twice, each time for 10 years, and she does not have children, she should not get married to a third person. Taisis points out that this Brisa is going like Rebbe, that two times is a chazaka. And the Brisa continues that if she marries a third person, then she goes out without a ksuba. So Tosfos is medayik, that it sounds like from this braisa that only from the third person you don't get a ksuba. But it sounds like from the second person you do get a ksuba. Since the braisa only says, this is l'shlishi, teitze b'lei ksuba, you have a right to be medayik that from the second person you do get a ksuba. Tosfos asks, if we're going according to Rebbe, like it's mochach from this that we don't let her marry a third person, so according to Rebbe, that a chazak is two, why is the halacha that you get a ksuba from the second one? Why can't the second husband say, when he's coming to divorce her, I mean, she already went through two times of a 10-year span without having children, so you're a huchzik not to have children, so I don't have to give you a ksuba. Just like the third person doesn't have to give you a ksuba because we know that it's your fault, so to the second person, the second husband shouldn't have to give a ksuba because he has a proof, he has a chazaka that it's because of her that we don't have children. The Taisa's answer is a tremendous yisoid. Even Rebbe that holds chazaka is two, that's all b'negeya ister. When it comes to mamain, then you need three, like you see by Shor HaMoed. Shor HaMoed, the halacha is, the psukim say that you need three times. So how does Rebbe shtim with the psukim? Rebbe holds chazaka is two. The psukim say that for Shor HaMoed, you need three. So obviously, Rebbe holds that Mamanais is different. And even Rebbe that holds usually Chazakah is two, by Mamanais Chazakah is three. Therefore, when it comes to marrying the third one, we don't let you get married. Because Chazakah is two, Legabe Isser, and marriage is an issue of Isser. Therefore, L'shlishi L'tinasei, if you come to Bezdin, we'll tell the husband not to marry this lady. She shouldn't get married. She's already Hugzik, Legabe Isser, that she's not able to have children. But when it comes to the issue of the second one paying the ksuba, that's a shayla of dinei mamonos, and there we say that chazaka needs three, since she only didn't have children 10 years twice, she didn't go through 3 10-year periods, therefore the second one would have to give the ksuba. That's shitas Tosfos. And the Ramban argues. The Ramban says, we don't really have a raya from the fact that it says l'shlishi L'tinase, then this is Teitzei B'lei Ksuba, we don't really have a right to be medayik that from the second one you get a ksuba. Which was Tysus's whole makar to make this dik. From the fact that the Brisa says the third one doesn't have a ksuba, sounds like the second one does have a ksuba. The Rabban argues. The Rabban says the reason why we picked the third one is because there's a big difference between the third marriage and the second marriage. By the third marriage, the halacha is teitzei b'leksuba, even if you didn't go through a 10-year span of not having children, like we're going to soon see when we explain the sefer of the Braisa. Since there's a special halacha that by the third marriage, she doesn't get a ksuba even right away, therefore, that's why we picked the third one to say that you teitzei b'leksuba from the third one. Because by the third marriage, you don't get a ksuba even if he divorces you right away. However, if by the second marriage he waited 10 years and now he's coming to divorce you, he wouldn't have to give a ksuba. Because since, according to Rabbi, Chazak is 2, we don't say Taisus's tremendous chiddush that even Rabbi agrees that legabe mamanois, you need 3 for chazaka. Rather, according to Rabbi, we always say that 2 is a chazaka, and therefore, even the second one would not have to give a ksuba. So we have a machlaik is Taisus and the Ramban, if legabe mamanois, according to Rabbi, 2 is a chazaka or not, which would be a nafgmina if the second husband has to give a ksuba. Now, this Ramban's dichoy on Taisus' diak, that he's saying the reason why we picked the third one is because there's a nafgmina between the third marriage and the second marriage, legabe, if you have to wait 10 years, that really is toloi in how do you learn the next part of the Braisa. The Braisa ends off that the third marriage is teitzei b'loi ksuba. Tosfos asks that Mestamon has to be talking about that you waited 10 years. Because if you didn't wait 10 years, then you don't have the chazaka that you need like Rabbi. We said that according to Rabbi, when it comes to Mamanus, you need 3. So if you need 3, you'll have to have gone through 3 10-year spans of not having children to be mukzik as not being able to have children legabe Mamanus. Since ksuba is a shayla of Mamanus, therefore the halacha of teitzei shalei b'ksuba L'chayrish should only be if the third marriage had a 10-year span of not having children. On that, Tosfos asks that the Gemara later on has a whole shayla if the man in the third marriage is able to say, Adaita d'hochi le'garshtich. If after she marries a fourth person and she has children, the Gemara says maybe the third person could say, Adaita d'hochi le'garshtich, that I never divorced you with this knowledge that you're able to have children. So Tosfos asks, if we're talking about a case that he was married 10 years to this lady in the third marriage, and that's the case of Teisei Shalei B'Ksuba, then it doesn't make sense to say, Adaita D'Hachi Le'Garishtich, because he never went to do the Gerishin. He was forced to do the Gerishin. The halacha is, we had the Mishnah earlier, that if someone's married for 10 years without children, the Rabbanan said you have to get divorced. So you can't say, oh, I never would have divorced you. It's nothing to do with you. Even if you wouldn't have divorced her, the halacha is the Rabbanan said you have to get divorced. Since you have to go on divorce, we're never going to be able to say, oh, I never would have done the gerushin in this case, because the gerushin is not really being done with your das and your rotzen. Rather, the Rabbanan said you have to get divorced. So from the Gemara saying, Adait d'hachi le'gerushtich, is a raya that we're not talking about a case that you're married for 10 years. Because if you're married for 10 years without children, then you have to get divorced even without your das. So the whole svar of Adait d'hachi le'gerushtich wouldn't apply. So rather, Tosfos says that he wants to learn the Braisa, and this is how Tosfos comes out Lamaskana, and this is how a lot of Rishonim learn. And Negei Os, this is how the Ramban, that we previously mentioned, learns. They learn that we're talking about a case that he was Lo Hikerba. He did not realize that he was marrying a Isha that's incapable of having children. He never knew that there was already a 20-year span that you didn't have children. Since he wasn't Hikirba, therefore, it's a Mekach Tayyis. And that's why Teitzei Shalei B'Ksuba, we're not really using the Chazaka of Mamanus to say that since 3 times she didn't have children, therefore, she's incapable of having children, and that's why Teitzei Shalei B'Ksuba. Rather, she's not getting a Ksuba because it's a Mekach Tayyis. He didn't realize who he was marrying. Now, the Teitzei Shishanim argues. Teitzei Shishanim says that, of course, we're talking about that you're married 10 years in the third marriage. I tell you that Akasha, how could you say Adaita d'hachi le'gerishtich? On that, the Tzitzis Hashanah says like this. He says, Hodik amar l'kamon, da'amala Adaita d'hachi le'gerishtich, hachi kamar. Im yava yaliyo v'yoymar, de'baz banim hi, lo'y ha'yisi megarsha, v'chol asher kafu bezdin lo'haytzi kfiyas toyez haysa. Which means, if I would have known, if Eliyahu HaNavi would have told me that this lady is capable of having children, then I never would have divorced her. So Enochanami, I was married 10 years, and the halacha is that after 10 years, Bezdin makes me divorce her. But if we would have known that she's going to be able to have children, then Bezdin would have never have forced me to divorce her. The only reason Bezdin forces to divorce is because they have a right to assume that she's not capable of having children since she didn't have children in 10 years. But if we would have known the truth that she is capable of having children, then Bezdin would have never forced me to divorce her. So when he's saying, Adaiti dehachi legerash tich, what he's in essence saying is that Bezdin made a mistake. Bezdin didn't realize that she's capable of having children. Since Bezdin made a mistake and they forced me with the tayas, I want to retract my gerushin, which was all done under a false pretense that Bezdin was assuming that she's not able to have children. But now that we realize that we made a mistake, I want to be chayzer on the gerushin, which I didn't really do with my own rotzin. Bezdin made me do it. But since Bezdin made a mistake, they didn't realize the truth that she is capable of having children. Therefore, I want to be chayzer my gerushin. Therefore, it does apply the Svara of Adaiti Dehachi Leigarashtich, even in a case of Nisus Eser Shanim. So, Bekitzu, we have Machlaikis, Taisin, and the Taisus Yeshanim, if the case of Nisus Lashlishi, Taisin Belaik Suba, is talking about Miyad or La'achar Eser Shanim. Now, this is very Negeya, the Machlaikis, Taisus, and the Ramban before, because Taisus made a Diak. Since we're talking about Nisus Lashlishi, Taisin Belaik Suba, so it sounds like from the Sheni you have a Ksuba. To say this, Taisus had to say a tremendous chiddush that according to Rabbi, Legabi Mamanis Chazak is 3. On that, the Ramban said, you don't have a raya to say such an amazing chiddush that Rabbi agrees that Legabi Mamanis Chazak is 3. Rather, I'll get out of the dik. I'll say the reason why we say that this is L'Shlishi Taisus Lebiksuba and we don't say Sheni is Beleksuba is because by Shlishi you don't have to wait 10 years and by Sheni you do have to wait 10 years.
Now that's all good if you don't like Taisus. That the case of the Sefer of the Braisa, that by Shlishi there's no Ksuba, is talking about Loi Hikirba, and the reason there's no Ksuba is because it's a Mekach Tayas. But if you learn like the Tayas of Yishanim, that even the third marriage was a Hikirba, and the entire reason of Tayas Shleib Ksuba is because they were married 10 years without children, then it turns out that even the third marriage was also 10 years. So there's no reason to pick that the third marriage is Taisis Shlebik Suba more than the second marriage. So then Taisis has a Gediak. Why is it only Shlishis Taisis Beloik Suba and not the Sheni? Must be the Sheni has a Ksuba. Must be that for Chazak of Mamanus you need 3. So the entire Diak of Taisis is Muchach according to the Taisis Yishanim. The only ability of the Ramban to get out of Taisis' Diak is the way he learned the Gemara, which happens to be the way that Taisis also learned the Gemara, that by Shlishis we're talking about Lai Hekirba, therefore it's Mekach Tayiz, therefore you don't need Eser Shanim. So then we are able to say that the reason why we pick the case of Shlishis is Belaik Suba is because it's a case of Miyad and you don't have to wait 10 years. So it turns out that according to the Taisus Yishanim, Taisus's halacha is Muchach, that according to Rabbi, a Chazak of Mamanus needs 3. However, if you learn like Taisvis that the case is Lehikirba, then there's Makim to say like the Ramban that there's no Raya that according to Rabbi Chazaka of Mamanus needs 3.
The Gemara continues, Yiboilhu, Nisus Lashlishi, Veloi Hayu Labanim, Mao de la Tfua Hanach Kamai, Mimati Amrulai, Gloi Milsa de Atu de Garamta, Adoma Mati Amrulahu, Hashtahu de Chashi. The Gemara's Shaila is like this. The first two husbands had to give a ksuba, like the Gemara explained before, that there's no proof that it's her fault that she doesn't have children. Maybe it's his fault. Therefore, they have to give a ksuba. But let's say she married a third person, and for 10 years she didn't have children, so now she's becheskas, incapable of having children. So why can't the first two husbands come to her and say they want their money back? Because igloi milsa da atu de garamt. The other side of the Gemara is that she could say that hashtahu dechashi, that really for the first 20 years when she was married to these two husbands, she was capable of having children. And only now she lost her power to have children. Now she became too weak to have children. But it's not a raya that at the time she was married to these two bailim, we have no raya that she was incapable of having children. And the Gemara comes out, lamaskana, mastavra, matzi armelahu, hashtahu dechashi. She has a right to say, I only became weak and lost my kayach of having children now, and therefore you do not get your money back. Now, all the Rishonim ask the obvious question. If we're saying now that the first two husbands cannot get their money back, because since there's a svar of hashtu d'choshi, we still don't know that it's her fault, maybe it's his fault. And even though she hasn't had children for 30 years, maybe it's a recent development that she became weak. But really, at the time they were married, maybe she was capable of having children. Therefore, they do not get the ksuba back. If we say that svara, why don't we say that she could get a ksuba from the third husband? Because even though she hasn't had a child in 30 years, why don't we say that hashtu d'choshi? It's really his fault. She's really capable of having children. It's a recent development that she's unable to have children because she became weak. But why don't we say that she could get a ksuba from the third husband also? So Tosfos answers, in the Ramaskol Tetzé, Yesh lema de taina de hashu de choshi le mahani lohitzi, ala inyan shalaitarach de mashagov sa merishin. So Tosfos says that this is a very shvach svara. It's not a clear svara that will say that even though she hasn't had children in 30 years, it's not a raya that she's totally incapable of having children. Maybe she really was capable, and it's a recent development that she became weak. But we don't have a raya that she was always incapable. Tosfos says that's a very shvach svara. It only could help to retain money. That if someone's trying to be mitzi from someone else, we'll say, you don't have a right to be mitzi without a good raya. Because even though you think you have a raya from the fact that she didn't have children in 30 years, you think is a raya that she's hulchzak not to be able to have children. And that we say, no, maybe she really was capable and hashtu d'choshi. That's all in regards to the husbands being mitzi from her, the money that they already gave her. Therefore, they can't get the money back. But when she's trying to be mitzi money from the third husband, we'll say the same thing. We'll say, if you're trying to be mitzi money, you need a raya. And since you don't have a good raya, because hashu d'choshi is not a good svara, it's just an idea that you don't have a proof that you're incapable, but it's definitely not a proof that you are capable. And since misvara, it seems to us that you're incapable of having children, because for 30 years, for three stints of 10 years, you haven't had children. So seemingly it seems to us that you're not capable of having children. Hashu d'choshi is not going to allow her to be mitzi money, even though we are using that svara that they can't be mitzi from her the money that they gave her. That's Tosfos' shita, that hashtu d'choshi is just a suffix. There's another teretz to this question in the Ritva. The Ritva says the difference between the first two marriages and the third is that the third one was shaloi b'ratzin chachamim, because since she was already married twice, and we're going like Rebbe, that once you're married twice, you're becheskas, incapable of having children, so she should not have got married again. So that marriage was shaloi b'ratzin chachamim, therefore she does not get a ksuba. Hashenke in the Rishon and Sheni, that were done beheter, therefore she does get her ksuba. And the Ritva adds on that he's being chaylik l'halacha on Tosfos. He says that since the first two marriages were done beheter, therefore, even in a case where the first and second husband did not pay up the ksuba yet, so the Isha is trying to be mitzi the mamain, still will say that you could be mitzi the mamain with the svar of hashtu d'choshi. That since we do not have a full-fledged proof that she's incapable of having children, because maybe hashtu d'choshi, therefore she could be mitzi mamain. Now this ritva is very hard to understand, because l'chayra Tosfos is right. Hashtu d'choshi is nothing more than a suffix, and the halacha should be that to be mitzi mamain you need a full raya. And hashtu d'choshi is just going to create a suffix, but how could you use such a svara to be mitzi mamain? So the Beis Shmuel in Eben Ezer, Simen Kuf Nun Dalet, Sifkot Lamed Dalet, he brings a Mordechai that says the same halacha as the Ritva, that you could use hashtu d'choshi to be mitzi mamain, but he adds on one line, and that is that we pass kinshtaro emid ligvais kigavi dami, that when you're holding a ksuba, so there, since you have the ksuba, which is a shtar, which is oimid to be gavoi, you have a right with this shtar to collect the money, so therefore we consider you a muchzik, and you're not a mitzi. So Tosfos was saying that it's only a suffix, you can't be mitzi mamain. On that, the Ritva and the Mordechai are saying that you have a svar of hashtu d'choshi, so you don't have a chazaka saying that you're incapable of having children, therefore you could get the money because you're not considered a mitzi. Because since shtar oimid ligvois kigavoi dami, therefore you could take the ksuba and take the money from the first two husbands, even though they didn't pay you yet, because you're not considered a mitzi, rather you're a muchzik. So there's two terutzim to Tosfos' question, and they're really not arguing. except for a side issue, do we say Sharei Meligvah Tzigavet Dami? Everyone agrees that Hashu Dechashi is nothing more than a suffix, and the halacha is you can't be Maitzi. Taisa says, therefore, you cannot get the money from the first and second husbands if they didn't pay you yet. But if they paid you, the first and second husband will not be able to get the money back. However, the Ritva holds, since we have a Svar Shtama, Eimid Ligvais Kigavadami, therefore, even with the Suffolk, you could be Maitzi the Mamain, because you're not really being Maitzi, rather you're being Mazik. Now, there's a tremendous question from Rav Chanan in Kaivet Sa'aris, in the Haisafais, in the back of the Sefer, in Ais Beis. He asked a fundamental question on the entire sugya. How could we say Hashdu Dechashi? We know there's a Musik of Chazak in the Torah. We just had on Samuch Dal and Mabez a whole list of Chazakas that three times is a raya to what type of person you are. If someone does something three times, we see the person's tendencies. So over here, if we see that three marriages, she hasn't had children for 10 years each, so we know that she's incapable of having children. Why do we say, oh, maybe it's not a raya that you're incapable of having children. Maybe Hashdu Dechashi. Rav Chanan asks, that's against the idea of Chazakas as we know it. Chazakas always say that it's not likely that there were three mikras that randomly she didn't have children even though she's capable. It happened once, it happened twice, it happened the third time. And we'll say, nah, doesn't not a raya that she's incapable of having children. Maybe she is capable, and just three mikras happened, three random occurrences happened that she didn't have children, but really she was capable and Hashdu Dechashi. Rav Chanan asks, this is against the idea of Chazakas. And he adds on that even though we mentioned before, a shaila nachreinim, if the chazaka of Shar and Vestas is that a proof that you're the type of person that has the tendency, or are you building up a teva by doing it three times, you're building up your nature to do such and such a thing. Rav Chanan says that all applies by Vestas and by Negichas, we could say that you're building up a tendency, and it will not be a raya l'mafreya that this was always your tendency. But in our sugya, that we're dealing with the issue of a lady being incapable of having a child. There's no svara to say that since she did it three times, now she became a person that's incapable of having a child. So obviously what the chazaka is going to tell us is that this lady is a lady that is mukach to us today, is incapable of having children, and was always incapable of having children. Like all chazakas that are a hechacha to what type of lady we're dealing with. So how could we say that it's only working mikan laba, that we'll only say she's incapable from now on, and maybe she was capable yesterday in the first two marriages to have children? That's Rav Chanan's question, and he does not have an answer. The Stipler, in Kilos Yaakov, Nida, Simon Samachvav, says two terutzim to this question. He says that even though Chazaka is a hechacha l'mafreya, it's a proof to us what type of lady we're dealing with, but it's not going to be better than a roiv. And it can't be Maitzi Mamon. That means, Enechanami, we proved beyond a shadow of a doubt this lady is not capable of having children, and she was never capable of having children. Because Chazaka says it's a birur, it's a proof that she was always incapable of having children. But you want to use the Chazaka to be Maitzi Mamon. That you can't do. Just like Lamashal we find by Raif. Raif is a birur. Beyond the shadow of a doubt, Raif tells us we know the Metzias. But Raif is not Maitzi Mamon. Ain't Holchem a Mamon Acher Raif. So just like you can't use the birur of Raif to be Maitzi Mamon, so too you cannot use the birur of Chazaka, even though it's a birur l'mafreya, to be Maitzi Mamon. Now, it's important to point out that when something's muhzik three times, we do use that to be Maitzi Mamon mikan laba. L'mashal, by Ashar. After Ashar is Nageach three times, we say it's a Huchzik Nachlin, and if the Shtar is Nageach a fourth time, you can be Maitzi from the Bailam Nezik Shalom. We don't say that maybe it's not really a Nachlin and it's just a Mikra. Rather, we say we know for a fact that you're Huchzik Nachlin, therefore you have to pay Nezik Shalom. Ah, you're being Maitzi Mamon, and the Stipler said you can't use a Chazaka to be Maitzi Mamon. The answer is, the Stipler clearly says this, this whole halacha that he's saying, that Chazaka is not going to be stronger than a Rav, and you can't use it to be Maitzi Mamon, is all in regards to the Haichacha L'mafreya that you're using the Chazaka for. If you want to say that this Chazaka is a proof that retroactively we know for a fact that you were always a Nachin, so we say we don't have a good enough proof to be Maitzi Mamon retroactively. But mikan labo, since you established as a nachun, so now we could use that in a full-fledged manner. And we could say, since you're a full-fledged nachun today, we know beyond a shadow of a doubt that you did it three times, we know you're a nachun, therefore you could be mighty mammon. Only in regards to using a chazaka as a bir l'mafreya, then we say it's not going to be a strong enough bir to be mighty mammon. That's one teretz of the stipler. He also answers that this case is really different than all the cases in Shas. In this case, we're dealing with a lady, and we want to know when did she become incapable of having children. On that, there's a svara, since every lady reaches an age that she can't have children, so therefore, this that she can't have children today is nothing more than a isha, even if she was capable, reaching the state that she can't have children anymore. And therefore, the disciple says, just like we always say that when someone does something twice, it's only a mikra. We don't make a chazaka until you have three times. So too over here, we'll say the first marriage and the second marriage, that she was married 10 years each and she didn't have children, is only a mikra. Aye, it happened the third time, and usually we don't like saying three mikras. No one asks you to say three mikras. Say there were two mikras, that she didn't have children in her first two marriages. This, that she doesn't have children in the third marriage, it's not a mikra, it's a normal thing. The whole point of a mikra, the whole yisayi that we say, we don't like to say three mikras, is that we don't like to say three things against the nature of a person. That means a normal person has children. So she didn't have children for 10 years. So we're not going to say that she's incapable of having children. We'd rather say she's a regular lady and she had a mikra, a one-time thing that she went against the nature of normal people. And even when she does it a second time, we say it's a mikra. It's against the nature of normal people. When she does it a third time, then we're forced to say that this is her nature. But if the third time, when she stopped having children, she's doing nothing more than doing what is the nature of normal people, to not have children, then we'll say that's not a mikra, that's a normal thing to happen, to not be able to have children after 30 years of marriage. So we have no proof to say that the first two weren't mikras. So Enochanami, the disciple, says, a regular chazaka three times is a proof l'mafreya, and you could use it to be mighty mammon. Chazaka l'mafreya is better than a roif. It's a proof beyond the shadow of a doubt. In our sugya, the chazaka can never do that, because the chazaka is not really a good chazaka, because the holy side of chazaka is, we don't want to say three mikras, and over here you're not having to say three mikras. Leave the first two as a mikra, and say that the third one is nothing more than the isha reaching a stage of life that she's not capable of having children. Those are the two terutzim of the stipler to Rabbi Chanan's question. The Gemara continues after the two dats. Hu amar mina, v'hi amra mina. The husband and wife are arguing whose fault is it that there's no children here. Amar of Ami, dvarim shebeinoy leveinoy nemenes. She's believed because she's kaimala v'yarek echeitz. She knows the Metzias better that he's not capable of having children. So the Rishonim we'll ask the obvious question, what exactly is the tzir? If they were already married 10 years, so why do we need her to say that he's not Yerik Echeitz? We have a Mishnah that if someone's married for 10 years and they don't have children, Yaitzi V'yitin Ksuba, so she'll get a Ksuba anyway. Why do we need her nemanas in this that he's not Yerik Echeitz? So Elamai, we're talking about that you were not Shah Yud. But if you weren't Shah Yud Shanim, so Taisvis asks, and all the Rishonim have a similar question, there's a Gemara that any time an Isha says that he's not capable of having children, we're always worried. We're always worried, since we have no way to verify this, maybe she just wants to marry someone else. Therefore, she's making up this story that I'll have to give her a ksuba and she'll marry someone else. So in Manashach, if he's married 10 years without children, she's getting a ksuba anyway. And if she's not married 10 years, then she's not believed to say that he's not Yerik Yechetz. There are many pshatim in the Rishonim, Rav Aaron Yaffin, in the Kukur Tva, number 128, brings down 12 pshatim. Can't really go through all of them. We'll just deal with Taisvis. Taisvis brings down the Teretz from the Rivam. He says that the Rivam learns the Gemara that we're talking about that she was married to a third husband. She's already been married to two husbands, 10 years each, and she has not had any children. Now she marries a third person. And the halacha usually is that when this is legimol, she loses her ksuba. On that we say a chiddush over here, that if she says, minei, if she says she's a bari, she's confident that it's his fault, that he's not Yerik Echeitz, she won't lose her ksuba, even though usually the Shlishis loses a ksuba, over here you don't lose a ksuba, because she's namenas to say that it's not Yerik Yechitz. The Rivam explains that the whole point of a Shlishis not getting a ksuba, we said over from Taisis before, is because of Mekach Taisis. Since he didn't know, he was unaware that she had been married for 20 years without children, which is a chazaka legabi yisurim, because we're going like Rebbe, that twice is a chazaka. Therefore, there was a Mekach Taisis happening. He was unaware of the type of lady he's marrying. Therefore, he does not have to give her a ksuba. On that, we say that if she says, I'm confident that he's not Yerik Yechetz, he's not capable of having children, so he's not really losing out by marrying someone that's not capable of having children. The whole point of the Mekach Taisis is he wants to have children, so therefore he wants to marry someone who's capable of having children. But when she says that he's not capable of having children, so then I'm totally appropriate for him. A person that can't have children, there's nothing wrong, he's not losing out anything by marrying someone that's incapable of having children. So therefore she does get a ksuba. That's what the Rivam says. The Ritva argues. The Ritva says if we're going to give her an amanus to say that it's his fault that we don't have children, and therefore there's no Mekach Taisis, im kein afsadeto l'takanta derabanan. So you're going to give her such an amanus, you're going to lose out the takanta derabanan. That's very hard to understand the Ritva's question. We're dealing with a Mekach Taisis. There's no takanta derabanan at all. All that happened is the Rabbanan said, since it's a Mekach Taisis, he was unaware of the type of lady he's marrying, therefore she doesn't get a ksuba. What does the Ritva mean that afsadeta l'takanta derabanan? The answer is that if you look at the Ritva, when he quotes Taisus's pshat before, that by nisus l'shlishi, teitze b'lei ksuba, because it's a Mekach Taisis, he sticks in that since it's a Mekach Taisis, therefore we cancel her that she doesn't get a ksuba, which needs beer. If it's a Mekach Taisis, what's the Indian of Knas? So it's clear that the Ritva held there's not a strong enough Mekach Taisis in a case of a Lehikirba that she was not capable of having children. That's not a strong enough Mekach Taisis to get your money back, to say that you don't have to give a ksuba. This halacha, that you don't have to give a ksuba in a case of Lehikirba, is together with the fact that it was Nisus, Shalai Behater, therefore the Rabbanim made a Knas. If so, we can understand the Ritva simply. The Ritva is saying, since the Rabbanan sat down and made a takana, they specifically sat down and dealt with the Isha that's getting married for a third time by a Lehikirba, and they made a knas, that the husband is not have to give a ksuba to this Isha, because we want to cancel this lady because she got married by Isser. That's why we say that she doesn't get a ksuba. Since there's a knas going on, we're not going to allow her to say that I know, I'm barer, that he's not Yerik Yechetz. The Rivam said that by saying that taina, she's making it not anymore a Mekach Taisis, and therefore she will get a ksuba. On that, the Ritva asks, Im kein afsadeta l'takanta derabanan. This is the case that the Rabbanan sat down and made a knas. They said that since she got married to Esther, she does not get her ksuba. So how could the Rivam say over here that she could say, I'm barer, that he's not Yerik Yechetz, and get a ksuba? Now, the Rivam would tell you that he holds there's no knas going on in our sugya. And this that we said earlier, that this is l'shlishi, is teitzei b'loi ksuba, is without any knas. Simply, since he was a lehikirba, there's a Mekach Taisis going on, therefore she doesn't get a ksuba. So you can't ask that if we give her an amanis of sadata l'tekanta derabanan, because there's no takana going on. All it is a regular Mekach Taisis, and therefore, since she's saying there's no Mekach Taisis, because I know, I'm bari, that he's not Yerik Yechetz, therefore she makes it Ois Mekach Taisis, and therefore she will get her ksuba. Now we'll continue on with the Mishnah on Amud Beis. The Mishnah says that Ish Mitzvah Pervi Ribya Avaloya Isha. The Tanakhama of our Mishnah holds that Nashim do not have the Mitzvah Puravu. V'yechin Rebreika Eimer, Al Shneim Oeimer, V'yivarach Oisim Elikim, V'yem Elahem Elikim Puravu. The Pasuk is Mashma that Nashim do have the Mitzvah. So we have here a machlekes tanaim. If nashim have a mitzvah puravu, the rishonim and kedushin have a kasha. The gemara over there says on daf memal from an aleph that when an isha accepts kedushin, we'd rather if she accepted it herself without a shliach, because mitzvah ba yaisim im b'shlucha. It's better to do a mitzvah yourself without a shliach. So therefore, it's preferred that she herself receives the kedushin. The rishonim ask. The Tanakhama in Yevamis of Samachem Abay says, there's no mitzvah on the Isha of Puravu. So if there's no mitzvah in her marriage, why do we say that we prefer that she does the mitzvah herself? It's not a mitzvah. Bishlema, he, the ish has a mitzvah pruvu. Therefore, we say in regards to the man, mitzvah bo yesim b'shluchai. But in regards to her, that we're saying she does not have a mitzvah pruvu. So, what exactly is the mitzvah that we're saying mitzvah bo yesim b'shluchai? So the Ran in Kedushin on that sugya says that Enachanami, she does not really have a mitzvah puravu, but since she's being misayeya, the husband, and enabling him to do puravu, even such a level of mitzvah has the halacha of mitzvah ba, yaisim v'shlucha, which is a tremendous chiddush. Because one could understand that a mitzvah, a full-fledged mitzvah, on that we say, we'd rather you do it and not a shliach. But if it's only a siyua, helping someone else do a mitzvah, one would have said the halacha of mitzvah by Yosef Meshlucha does not apply. The Ran saying that this Isha does not really have the mitzvah. All she's doing is enabling her husband to do the mitzvah. And even on such a mitzvah, we say mitzvah by Yosef Meshlucha. The Hamakna over there has a few other terutzim. One of his terutzim is a tremendous eye-opening chiddush in regards to a nashim getting married. He says that just like we find legabe shchita, there's no mitzvah to go around shechting animals. However, if you want to eat basar, it's aser to eat treif. Therefore, it is a mitzvah for you when you want to eat basar to shecht an animal. So there's no pasuk really in the Torah that says that a person should shecht. But since the Torah's mechayiv you that when you want to eat basar, you can't eat basar nevela and you have to shecht, that alone is considered a mitzvah. Like we find, you can make a bracha on shchita. You could say, Asher kedishanu b'mitzvah yisivanu ala shchita. Because since the Torah is mechayiv you to shecht when you want to eat, that's considered a mitzvah. So here also, enachanami, we hold like the Tanakhama and Yevamos, there's no mitzvah notion to get married. But there is definitely an iser for a isha to live with someone without a marriage. There's an iser of like siya kedesha. She can't just do znus without having a kedushin. So if she wants to live with someone, she has to have kedushin, not to have the iser of Lysia Kadesha. That alone, that the Torah is mechayiv you to do something, to stay away from an iser, is considered a mitzvah. And just like we find by shechita that you can make a bracha on that, so too, legabe marriage will say that it applies to halacha of mitzvah ba, yosim v'shlucha. Because einach nami, she doesn't have the mitzvah per se of marriage, but she ends up having the tzivah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do it. Because if she doesn't do it, she's going to be over and avera. That alone is considered a mitzvah, and it would apply the halacha of mitzvah ba yoisami b'shlucha. The Gemara further on in the Amud says, Amr Abeloi mishumer b'lozer b'Rav Shimon, mutalei la'adam l'shana is b'dva ha'shalom. A person could lie when there's shalom at stake. Shenemar avicho tziva v'gaymer, kaysayim el yosef anasana v'gaymer. We see that Yosef's brothers made up a story. They said that Yaakov Avinu was mitzaveh them to ask Yosef to treat them fairly, and Yaakov Avinu was never chayshid Yosef that he would act improperly to his brothers. But they made it up for Shalom. So you see that he could lie for Shalom. It's a very interesting Aruch HaNer over here. He asked three questions. He asked, if there's a pasuk in the Torah of Midvar Sheker Tirchuk that you're not allowed to lie, what type of heter is this that for Shalom you're allowed to be over and over? He also asks, why did Rabbi Loi use the lashon mutal l'shanais b'fnei Shalom? Why doesn't he say mutal l'shaker b'fnei Shalom? We have an issue over here that you're not allowed to lie, and we're saying a heter that you're allowed to lie b'makim Shalom. Why did he switch the lashon to a lashon of l'shanais? He also asks, why in the psukim did the brothers send a shliach to Yosef kai seimru? Why didn't they come themselves? So he says a beautiful answer. He says you are not allowed to lie for Shalom. There's no heter ever to say a sheker when there's Shalom at stake. All that you're allowed to do is be Mishana. Like he asked, there's a pasuk mitzvah sheker tirchuk, there's no heterim of Shalom on psukim in the Torah. All that we're doing is saying, and that's why we use the lashon of Lashanais, all we're doing is saying, Rabbi Loi is mechadish, you're allowed to be Mishana. You're allowed to switch around the truth, which he explains means you're allowed to say something which has two ways to be understood. That you're allowed to do when there's Shalom at stake. And that's why they sent Shluchim. Because their trick was like this. They said to him, Avichot Siva, he gave us commandments, Lamar, our father sat down with us and told us certain things. What they are is not negate this conversation. Because even though it's going to sound like we're saying over from our father, we're really not. So the first sentence was, our father gave us Sivuyim. The next pasuk was Kaisimru, that this is what we should say, and they sent over, you should be nice to the brothers. They sent shluchim, because then the shluchim could say Kaisimru, that the brothers told us this is what we should say. So they did it in a way that the shluchim were making it sound like the Kaisimru was coming from Avicha Tziva, it's coming from Yaakov Avinu, but really the Kaisimru was saying over what the brothers told us to say. Kaisimru, this is what you should say. So that's why they sent shluchim, so they could be able to do this trick, then it should sound like it's coming, that this tziva is coming from Yaakov Avinu, but really the tziva is coming from them. So the Aruch Lener says that avad it's aser to meshaker, even when the shalom at stake, all you're allowed to do is be meshana, and that's why your b'lo used the lashon of shinui.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.